Good morning. A deep trough of low pressure is pivoting through southeastern Canada this morning, driving a cold front through the Great Lakes and in our direction. Out ahead of this front, numerous showers are moving into the area, and it'll be relatively wet to start the day with temperatures in the middle and upper 30s. At the same time, a secondary wave of low pressure is developing along the New England coast, and this system will become the main storm as it intensifies and moves into the Canadian Maritimes. The result will be drier weather for the second half of the day, but also an increasing and gusty northwest wind flow, at times over 40, even 50 miles per hour, especially across the higher terrain. This will drive in much colder air for the second half of the day, and especially into the evening today, and also touch off scattered snow showers and perhaps even a couple of quick heavy bursts of snow that could coat the ground in spots later on towards sunset and beyond. Temperatures will plummet through the 30s and into the 20s, and with a few scattered snow showers overnight, with partly cloudy skies otherwise, lows will be in the single digits and lower to middle teens, with wind chill values going well below zero. High pressure will build in for the day on Tuesday. It'll still be brisk and quite cold for this time of year, and high temperatures will be in the upper 20s to around 30, with wind chill values closer to zero. Readings will modify for the day on Wednesday, with partly to mostly sunny skies. Highs will bounce back into the mid-40s. A new trough of low pressure will ease in from the north for the rest of the week, and skies will be partly to mostly sunny on Thursday with highs back into the mid-30s, and with a mix of sun and clouds Friday, highs will be in the upper 20s to around 30. Right now it looks like it'll stay dry into the upcoming weekend with a mix of sun and clouds Saturday and Sunday, highs in the lower to mid-30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a front extending from the mid-Atlantic south to along the Gulf Coast will produce showers and thunderstorms along its path, with a few areas of heavy rain possible. Some of the thunderstorms will be strong, maybe even severe, but the overall risk of severe weather has diminished from yesterday. Meanwhile, a weak front will move onshore over the Pacific Northwest, producing light snow over parts of the Northern Cascades and Northern Rockies. On the southern end of this system, gusty winds are possible for California and into the desert southwest and southern high plains. Scattered high wind warnings and wind advisories are in effect, and the winds could cause elevated fire danger with red flag warnings and a critical risk of fire weather for southern Arizona and southwestern New Mexico in effect. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with freezing rain and freezing fog, 23 degrees with a south wind at 52, gusting to 58 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 21 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 37 degrees, the dew point 37. 100% relative humidity, a south wind at 10 miles per hour, gusting to 18, and the barometer at 29.63 inches and falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy and becoming windy with showers near 50, Boston partly cloudy and becoming windy with the chance of showers in the upper 40s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and windy with snow showers and temperatures falling through the 30s and into the 20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 41 degrees, the low 26, the average temperature 34, that's 5 degrees above normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, no snowfall. We finished February with 13.8 inches of snow, which is 1.6 inches above normal, and 53.3 inches for the season, which is 6.4 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 39 degrees, the average low, 21. The record high, 66, set in 2017, and the record low, 9 below zero, in 1948. Sunrise this morning was at 6:30 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:45 p.m., 11 hours and 15 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy, becoming windy with scattered rain showers early today, then snow showers later with highs near 40. Windy with a few snow showers tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy, becoming windy with scattered rain showers early today, then more sunshine later on and highs in the upper 40s. Windy with a few snow showers tonight, lows in the mid to upper teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy, becoming windy with scattered rain showers today, then snow showers and highs around 40 early, then temperatures fall through the 30s and into the 20s by the end of the day. Windy with a few snow showers tonight, lows 5 to 10 above. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and becoming windy with scattered rain showers early today, then some sunshine later on with highs in the lower 40s. Windy with a few snow showers tonight, lows in the mid-teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy and becoming windy with scattered rain showers early today, then scattered snow showers, highs in the lower 40s. Windy with a few snow showers tonight, lows in the lower teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, cold, breezy, near 30. Partly sunny on Wednesday, back into the mid-40s. A mix of sun and clouds Thursday in the mid-30s. A mix of sun and clouds back into the upper 20s to around 30 on Friday, and partly sunny for both Saturday and Sunday, and highs in the lower to mid-30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.